We now begin the 20th chapter of Masechet Shabbos, Perek Chaf. And in the previous Perek, we had been introduced to Rabbi Eliezer's ideas regarding Hachshara, preparatory acts. In the 19th Perek, we were discussing preparatory acts regarding Brith Mila. Here in the 20th Perek, we're going to talk about a different issue related, which is preparatory acts for preparing food for consumption. So in general, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, there's no dispensation for doing malacha for food preparation. However, on Yom Tov, as we will learn in Maseches Beitza, Be'ez Hashem, it's permitted to do malacha for the sake of food consumption, for malachas ochel nefesh, for eating food. So you're allowed to do whatever it takes to be able to prepare your food for immediate consumption. The question is, what about activities that are malacha on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, that you could have done before Yom Tov? Are you allowed to do those preparatory acts on Yom Tov itself? And that's the point of departure for Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Tolin es ha-mishmeres b'Yom Tov. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you are allowed to suspend a mishmeres, let's translate that as a strainer, on Yom Tov. Here's the setup. The setup for this mishmeres is, you have, let's say you have a barrel of wine. Inside the wine you have, you know, whatever dregs you have inside the wine, and you want to sift out those dregs so you can have clear drinking wine. So to do that, you'll need some kind of straining device. So the mishmeres is, think of like a cheesecloth. You take a big empty bucket, you stretch that cheesecloth, the mishmeres, across the top of the bucket and suspend it, like tie a rope around it, around the top, and then you'll be able to pour from your wine barrel into the bucket, and as the wine passes through the cheesecloth, the mishmeres, the leaves will stay on top, the garbage stays on top, and the clear wine flows through and into the bucket. So the issue with that is, when you suspend the cheesecloth mishmeret over the bucket, you're setting up something which either is or looks like an ohel, a temporary tent. Making a tent on Shabbos is the malacha of bona. Same goes on Yom Tov. You can't do that. A temporary ohel is just an isur derabanan, but also forbidden on both Yom Tov and Shabbos. Here, because you're making it over a kli, either the pshat is this is considered to be a temporary ohel and asur derabanan, or that's a little unclear from the words of the Gemara. Maybe it just looks like you're setting up a temporary ohel, or that you are doing some other kind of uvn d'chol, some kind of weekday activity. So the Rishonim have different approaches to precisely what the issue is here in terms of the Issur d'Rabbanan that's happening. The Bartanura himself says two things. It says, D'avid ohel arai, you're making a temporary tent, but also umachsi kema'ase chol. It looks like a weekday activity. So that's from the Lashon of the Gemara. Whatever the exact case is, we're talking about some sort of Issur d'Rabbanan, and while Tosfos explains in the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Ches that Rabbi Eliezer would not allow an Issur d'Oraisa on Yom Tov for Machshiri Ochel Nefesh, for an Issur d'Rabbanan, he does allow that to be done on Yom Tov, even if it could have been done before Yom Tov, for the sake of food preparation. And that being the case, since the spreading of that filter, the tolines and mishmeres, the spreading of it over the bucket, is only an Issur d'Rabbanan, so Rabbi Eliezer allows that to happen on Yom Tov. The Mishnah continues, V'nosten l'tzaloya b'Shabbos. If you had set up that filtering system on Shabbos, if you'd set it up before Shabbos for use on Shabbos, you certainly cannot set it up on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer agrees to that, because it's Asur d'Rabbanan to make that kind of tent or look like you are. But if it's set up from before, he allows you to pour and strain that wine through the mishmeres filter. The reason why he allows it is because he says that's not the normal way in which one does the malacha of bor, of sifting or straining, separating. And that being the case, he allows it. The Bartanura quotes like that. It's not perfectly clear from the Bartanura, certainly, what is so not the normal way about sifting this wine that allows it to be done on Shabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer. A couple suggestions in the Rishonim. Either the Ritva's approach is that it's since you're not setting aside the food for storage, boar is sort of an integral part of the preparation for storing away for later in the otzer, the storehouse. And since you're not doing that here, you're preparing this wine for immediate consumption, it doesn't apply. That's his suggestion to why Rabbi Elazar thinks it's not normal. According to the Rashba, the issue is that you're not doing anything with your hands. You're not actually picking anything out or shaking a sifter. You're simply pouring wine, and it's passively moving through this filter, and the dregs of the wine are being captured by the misnenet filter, the mishmeret filter. And that's why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, at least, that's going to be permitted on Shabbos, because it's not the normal way of borer. However, the Chacham disagree to all this. Chacham omrim ein tolenes mishmeres b'yom tov. They say, first of all, you may not set up this filtration system on Yom Tov, because as I explained, you could have done it, because it looks like it either is an Ol HaRai or looks like an Ol HaRai. And since it could have been done before Yom Tov, you can't do it on Yom Tov. Ve'ein nosen l'tuliyah b'Shabbos. He says, even if you have one that was suspended and set up from before Shabbos, you cannot use it to filter out your wine on Shabbos, because that's a malacha, either borer or merakid, selecting or sifting, or told thereof. Aval nosen l'tuliyah b'Yom Tov. He says, the Chacham say, that you may pour your wine into such a filter on a Yom Tov, because that is not being machshir ochel nefesh. That's not something you could have done before, and something you want to do for immediate consumption on Yom Tov, and therefore it's permitted to, if you have the thing set up from before, to filter your wine for drinking on Yom Tov, because malacha for the sake of food consumption on Yom Tov is permitted.